HarperCollins presents 5 Days Missing by Caroline Corcoran. Read by Georgia Maguire, Hayley Doyle, and Elliot Fitzpatrick. Prologue. It's hard to know what to do with the yellow helium balloon you're holding when you discover your wife is missing. Especially when there is something else that requires your hands. The newborn baby who's screaming from a cot in the corner of the room. You hold on to the balloon. You clutch it tighter, like it could lift you up, up and away from this, whatever this is. You feel your chest tighten. Your wife. Gone. Missing from the maternity ward, a day after your daughter was born. You stand there, looking around. For your wife. For somewhere to put this balloon, for someone to help, for something that can explain what is happening in this moment that shouldn't look like this, that should look like euphoria and newness and nostalgia and life. You cling, cling, cling to the balloon. The baby cries louder, your chest pulls tighter. You cling. The usual bustle of the maternity unit happens just outside the room you're in, but it feels, then, like you are sectioned off from it. You know you should go to them, tell somebody, but that involves leaving this room and you can't remember how to do that. Can't remember how to move. A bell rings and an exhausted midwife sighs, her sensible shoes bouncing a rhythm up the corridor. Finally, you remember how to turn around, go to open your mouth as she passes, but you aren't sure what to say because what if you've got this wrong? You know, really, though, don't you? You know. Another dad smiles at you as he walks past the room. Soft Stan Smiths, moving as fast as they can towards a family that his chest will always twitch for now. You stare at him, living your alternate reality. You hold on to the balloon. A shell-shocked woman is pushed past next, in a heavy wheelchair, holding a doll. Okay, a baby, but surely a doll. The woman is wearing no bra, exposed, dressing gown open, whole self open. It is just minutes since she gave birth, the most vulnerable of times. You stand still. Still. The balloon bobs. The baby cries. Louder again. Piercing now. And it's that that forces you, in the end, to let the balloon go, drift, and to move at wading pace across the room to pick up with your daughter. You clutch her to your chest. You sit on the bed with her and wait for your wife to come back. The baby doesn't settle. The crying gets louder. Your wife does not come back. The baby roots around, pursing her tiny lips for milk she should be able to depend upon. The tightness in your chest gets worse. Still, you wait, and you wait, and you wait. But you have to know, don't you, when it's time to give up. The baby's cries tell you, if nothing else. You walk to the nurse's station. Her mum, you say, as the baby screams even louder now, appalled at the absence of food. Her mum has gone. And they stare at you, mirroring your horror. This is how I picture it happening anyway. Who knows what the reality was, but somehow my husband Mark found out I was gone. I go over and over scenarios. Flashbacks, they feel like, except I never lived through them. Doesn't stop them coming, though. Hourly, maybe more. Waking me up if I sleep. Making me long for sleep if I'm awake. This one comes now, as I walk in this mismatched black and yellow bikini to the edge of the lake to dip my feet in the water and try not to spear my soles with rocks and then submerge myself. And in that first second, perhaps two, I'm able to forget what brought me here. Water's always done that. I'm not religious, but every time I submerge myself, it feels like starting over. Hundreds of tadpoles swim around my feet. Look at you.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?